For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. Do Black Lives Matter? That's the prompt that award-winning playwright and activist Reginald Edmond uses in the Black Lives, Black Words Project. It's a multi-city performance with theater, poetry, and music about the Black experience. On Sunday, Western Michigan University and Face Off Theater will team up to put on Kalamazoo's show.
I think it's a very provocative way to form the question.
That's Kendra Ann Flannoy, the curator of the event.
We all innately know that Black Lives Matter, but the fact of the matter is we live in a system where there are laws in place to make sure that people of color are disenfranchised.
Flannoy says the goal of this project is to create a dialogue that spurs change. Kalamazoo's performance will feature four poems, like this one from Face Off Theater's Tanisha Pyron, called Before You Knew You Were Black.
Before you knew you were black, you could do anything. Remember that? Remember what life was like before all that? That the world deemed as negative was reflected back. Before your consciousness was invaded by black. Before Ebonics, before free lunch, and finding out that you didn't talk quite right or good enough.
There will be one essay and a song by Jordan Hamilton of the Kalamazoo band Last Gasp Collective. The event will also feature three script-in-hand plays, including one by WMUK's own Erlene McMichael and this one by Flannoy.
Me? Yeah, you. Where are you coming from?
Oh, the store. I just bought some.
There was a robbery not too far from here. You fit a description. We'd like to take you in for questioning.
I didn't do nothing.
Just come with us.
I didn't do nothing.
Don't move.
It's called Floodgates. Flannoy says it's inspired by Soul Snatchers, a five-part expose by civil rights columnist and activist Sean King on how the New York Police Department's quota system led to illegal arrests. A police quota requires that officers make a specific number of arrests or tickets in a certain time frame.
So I have it revolving around this African-American officer who is in the dilemma of, will I adhere to this system or will I, you know, hold on to my integrity and my morals? And so that's sort of where this lives. And we also sort of get to see both sides. We get to see it from the officer's standpoint, and we also get to see the family that it impacts.
Do you remember I requested time off?
Yeah.
Lieutenant denied it.
Did you tell him what it was for?
Of course I told him.
Hold on now. He's denying you a day off so you can see your kid graduate?
He said I can't do shit until I meet my quota.
Marcus Perez Brennan plays Monty, a teen who gets arrested as part of the quota.
Very often people forget that, like, theater is just like broadcasting real life in a new way, in a new light, and this is what we're kind of doing. So it's kind of cool to be a part of something as real as this is.
Western student Asia Dixon is directing two pieces in the event, including this one. She says it's only her second time as a director.
I like to call it like a labor of love because I'm doing work that I've been waiting to do with people who look like me, who have the same issues as me and can relate to me. And I think that's been the biggest reward out of having to work so very, very hard.
Face Off Theater co-founder Janae Travis is also a Western alum. She says she's proud of the university.
To see new works unapologetically being done with people of color is beautiful and it's refreshing. And I'm just really excited that there has been some room made for these type of opportunities and these stories to be told.
Black Lives, Black Words Project creator Reginald Edmond has made an anthology of some of the works produced. Curator Flannoy says she would love to see pieces from Kalamazoo included.
But we aren't really sure. I would hope that all of the artists involved will continue to do performances throughout the community and allow these pieces to live and just not exist on February 18th.
You can see the Kalamazoo performance of Black Lives, Black Words at WMU's York Arena Theater, Sunday night at 7:30. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.